The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast, and I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Thank you so much for joining me for another guided meditation. And today is a special day because my sons are home on spring break, and so I thought it would be a great way to bring them into the meditation practice to show you how possible it is for you to meditate with your children, how beneficial that is for them in, you know, growing their prefrontal cortex, even in them understanding what the prefrontal cortex is and what it does, that emotional regulation, that empathy, that decision-making, versus the amygdala, which is a different part of the brain, which is the reactivity, the barking dog, as we like to call it. So Nash is my oldest. Nash, welcome.
Hello.
And DC, say hi.
Hello.
You guys have meditated with me before, so this isn't really new. But what have you discovered about meditation? Why do you like to do it? How does it help?
I've done meditations before, just like you said, and they really do calm me down. So if you're thinking it doesn't work, it really does work.
And what about you? What do you like about meditation, DC?
Works.
All right, so we all know it works. It's a good thing to do. Let's get started. Now, you can do this meditation lying flat on your back, on your yoga mat, or sitting cross-legged on the floor with your hands gently resting on your knees. The point is to be relaxed, but also alert. So guys, let's all take a deep breath in together for a count of eight. Deep breath in. Hold. And release. Hold. Deep breath in, hold, release, hold, deep breath in, hold, release, hold, last one together, deep breath in, hold, release. Turn now to gentle rhythmic breathing. Just breathe normally and start to become aware of the sensations in your body. So like I just cracked an egg on the top of your head and the yolk is trickling down, I want you to bring your awareness inch by inch down your body. So I'll guide you through. So starting at the top, creeping past your eyebrows, your eyes, your nose, your lips, your chin, down your throat, into your shoulders, relaxing every muscle with each breath, down into your arms, past your elbows, and your wrists, into your fingertips. Coming back now into your heart space, feel the energy emanating out of your heart. Feel it beating, bringing it down lower into your belly, your second brain, down into your hips, releasing tension, releasing tightness, moving down into your legs, softening your knees, down your shins, into your ankles, healing, relaxing, strengthening with every breath, down to the tops of your feet, to the tips of your toes, fully now in your body, relaxed, centered, in love with every cell. Now I want you to take the next minute or two to fully relax into your body. And when thoughts arise, which of course they will, just notice them, but don't become attached. Imagine your thoughts are like clouds in the sky or fish in the creek. And every time they come up, just bring your attention back to your breath and let your thoughts slip away. Begin. Come back now into your body. You can take a deep cleansing breath together with me now. Deep breath in. And let it all go. Let's do that one more time and really hear it. Deep breath in. And let it all go. Good job, good job. How do we feel, boys? Nash, how do you feel after that?
I definitely was like, okay, like I was calm before it, but now I'm like very calm.
What about you, DC? How do you feel in your body?
I feel relaxed.
Good. Well, thank you for doing this meditation with me on your spring break, and thank you to everyone out there listening. My hope is that you are inspired to do this with your child, and you might be surprised how well they take to it. So until next week, boys.
Namaste.
Namaste. If you are a new mother or know someone who is, then my new book, Motherhood Unstressed, is the perfect nightstand addition to their reading list. It's full of journal prompts, poetry, and inspirational quotes written by me that I needed, honestly, when I became a new mother. And, you know, you're in that stage and you start to lose yourself. I wanted to write something that would be a touchstone in every woman's day. So you can flip to a page, gain the inspiration you need, gain the self-awareness you need, and then go into your day and run it as opposed to it running you. So Motherhood Unstressed is available on Kindle and Amazon now, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thank you.